CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jonesy.
Check it out.
Just after 7 for a Wednesday morning. We are doing Best of the Coast today. We've had a few people hit us up on our Facebook page. It's Best Pizza.
It is Best Pizza today.
So that's after 8:30.
You know how just before we're talking about Jamie Foxx letting Ed Sheeran sleep on his couch?
Yeah, before he was famous for like 6 weeks.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you about the time I was walking home from a night out and there was this guy laying on the footpath, passed out, and I helped him up and gave him some water and stuff and then let him sleep on my couch?
Is this real?
Dead set true story.
Okay.
And I would have been, I don't know, I had housemates, like other housemates.
You picked a guy up out of the gutter.
Literally.
And let him sleep on your couch.
But it's so weird because it wasn't even like it was in, like, you know, the city centre or whatever. It was right near my house, like in a suburban street. And I brought him into my home. This is a dead set true story. What an idiot.
Yeah.
Let him sleep on my couch. The next day, woke up and he was gone. I was going to say, and so was my TV. But no, it wasn't. He had urinated on my DVD player. That is a dead set true story.
I thought you were going to say it turned out to be a celebrity, like, I don't know, Anthony Clear or something.
It was Axel Whitehead, actually.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me with the DVD player then, would it?
Dead set true story. Wow. You help a guy out and they pee on your DVD player.
What's the moral of the story? Don't have a DVD player.
Exactly. Oh, I can't believe I did that. What an idiot.
That's amazing.
So
imagine
bad.
Him telling that story to his mates. This chick, she pulled me up out the gutter. I stayed there. I weed on her DVD player.
She didn't even take me into her room, so I got mine back. I weed on her DVD player. Had to explain that to my housemates the next day, didn't I?
That's a tough one.
Yeah, I'm lucky it wasn't actually my DVD
tough
player. So
conversation.
I had to break that to my housemate, Xander. He wasn't happy.
He wouldn't be. Next on the show, 13, 12, 16, has anyone tried this laser surgery for snoring? I know you've been getting laser surgery for the hair.
Yes.
But I want laser. Has anyone gone to this point, laser surgery for snoring?
I haven't even heard of that.
Yeah, it's a thing you can do. I think it's based in North Sydney from what I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
I was chatting to Kyle at Riverside Dental about it, and he was saying that it does, it can work in most cases, but... Okay. I just want to hear from people if you've tried it, 13, 12, 16, because I'm getting to a point...
Where you need to do something.
Where I need to do something, because otherwise, relationship over. It's getting that bad. It's getting to that point.
Surprised it hasn't already ended.
13, 12, 16.
Get up with Bree and Jonesy.
CFM.
13, 12, 16, I want to put it out there to the snorers. I know we've talked about it on this show before. People gave me tips.
You've got a chronic issue.
I do.
It's a... big problem, actually.
It is.
Your fiance Jamie, she's been really battling this for a long time.
She booted me to the spare room for a while.
Yes.
And then she got kind of cold and lonely and wanted me back, and as you do. So I've gone back into
it's winter.
That's true.
You can sleep in here in winter, but in summer you're gone.
It's like when you used to get a partner for winter and then you boot them for summer so you can, you know,
that happens.
Go and have your fun. But anyway, so I'm back in the room and I'm copping, I would say, 5 to 6 punches a night at the moment.
Like,
so it's not good for either of us.
It is frustrating for both of you.
And I don't know what to do. I've tried the tennis ball in the back of my shirt. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter which way I lie, I snore. I tried the mouth guard. That hurt my mouth.
Okay.
Because it pulls your jaw forward. I did the sleep test.
At the hospital.
At the hospital. Mm-hmm. I got strapped up and did that. And
you need to get that pillow.
Oh, is there a pillow?
Have you seen the pillow?
No, is there a pillow?
I've been meaning to tell you about this. It's a pillow where when you're lying on it, it actually inflates with a little bit of air, so it pushes your head in a different on a different angle. Yeah, it's like brand new technology.
Wow, and that's to stop snoring.
I'll look it up right now. I'll send you the link.
Because I honestly feel like I could snore through anything. You could block my mouth. You could chop my nose off and shut my and jam something in my mouth.
Still snore.
I'll still find a way to snore.
My dad's bloody beast at
it
too, yeah.
Is he?
Big Steve.
Actually, I think I've heard your dad snore when I stay at your house for Christmas.
Yeah, that was him.
That was, yeah.
He thought it was thunder. Yeah. It was him.
And I was 6 doors down. I could still hear. How does Mum and Di sleep next to him?
She sleeps in my old room sometimes.
Does she?
Yeah, so
okay.
That's what it could come to.
So she's been booted.
Yeah, no, well, yeah, but she left. She leaves the room sometimes.
Well, Jamie could have done that.
Oh,
she boots me.
Okay.
She's the one with the problem. I'm fine. I'm asleep.
What have you got? What have you looked into?
Laser.
So how does that work? What do they do?
I don't know. Apparently they get in there and they laser off something.
Nodules?
Nodules. And it can work up
to... adenoids? Is that a thing? I'm pretty sure, the adenoids. They're like... I think I've just made up a word.
Anyone else want to come see Dr. Thomaselle here and she can guess some stuff?
Hey, not that bad.
Most doctors are guessing anyway. So.
Yeah, exactly. Let's be real.
But yeah, so you go in there and they laser. They just laser it gone. It's based in North Sydney, but they laser it. It's about 80% chance of working.
That's big, big percentage.
Oh, you focus on that. I focus on the 20% that it doesn't work because it's $2,000.
Okay.
So it's a bit of cash.
So it's surgery.
Yeah, so you throw $2,000 at them and you've got to go back, I think, 3 times.
What? Each time it's worth $2,000?
Possibly.
No.
Yeah, maybe.
That's crazy.
I think that might be the deal. Possibly. I have to look into that. But I remember I looked into it and it was expensive and I'm like, oh, that's a lot. It's a lot to spend on that.
And I mean, I'm asleep, so it's not worrying me.
Remember when we lived together and I was laying on the ground watching TV and you recorded me snoring? Remember that? Have you still got that audio?
I think so.
Oh. So you've witnessed.
I show people in the street sometimes.
This is Gawndy listening to the podcast of our radio show. He's passed out.
Having a
He's
good
gone
snore.
To sleep. So anyway, this is end of the road. And I think I'm going to put it to the test and let people know how it goes. Because I chat to people now and they tell me, they've got problems. It's an issue. People do experience this. So I think I'm going to put it to the test.
What would you rather? Save your relationship or save a bit of cash?
Ooh, good question.
Well, you don't think about it.
Give me some time.
Come on.
Get up with Bree and Gawndy.
CFM. Back from the long weekend. Had a great time. Awesome. The flight home is always a killer because you're finishing holidays and you're going home and...
I find after the plane, getting on that next mode of transport back to the coast is what gets me.
Yeah, that's not great either. But last night, you know what really ticks me off about Jetstar? It ticks me off that when you book a Jetstar flight, they charge you for bloody everything. They charge you for food, they charge you for luggage, and then now they charge you if you want to pick what seat you want. And if you don't pick what seat you want, which is an extra $5, which sometimes I'm feeling cheap, so I don't pick it. This particular flight home I got last night, I decided I'm not going to pick my seat. You know what seat they always put you in?
Luck of the draw.
The worst one, though. You never get a good seat if you don't pick it because it entices you to pay the extra.
Right. So you reckon they've got a bay of bad seats that
100%.
The people that don't pick the seat get those seats?
And it's all the middle seats. But I got the worst seat of the whole lot last night.
If you fly with someone else, though, you're bound to get an aisle or a window, aren't you?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, exactly. I got the middle seat, last row of the plane.
Down the back.
So you can't put your seat back. You're right near the toilet. I was thinking, this can't get any worse. Oh, it got worse.
What happened?
I sat down in my seat. There was a gentleman next to me and then this, nice older lady sitting on the right of me. Anyway, sat down in my seat and we got delayed a little bit because I think there was some rain and stuff in Brisbane last night. So we were sitting on the tarmac for quite a while and I got chatting. The old lady was talking to me and she's like lovely, asking me all these questions. We're having a nice conversation. And then we kind of stopped talking and I've pulled out my phone and I was like, oh, I'll check Facebook or, do whatever.
In the sky? How do you check Facebook?
No. So we were all still on the tarmac.
Oh, sorry, right.
Because we had to wait for a bit.
Yep.
And I've been doing those Facebook videos. So I've got that page, it's like a public profile page because I've been doing my Facebook videos that I've been doing. And sometimes I get messages from random people who are just messaging my page saying, oh, I love the video or whatever they're saying. I had a message from some random person. I should name Robert. Jonathan Perez was his name. I thought, oh, I've got a message from someone. I wonder what it's about. So I've got this lady sitting next to me looking at Facebook. I've opened up this message. Do you want to see what it was?
Yeah.
You want to have a look?
Is he on the plane?
No, he's not on the plane.
Okay.
This is what I got.
Ah.
Do you want to describe what that is?
That's what they call a DP.
A very large DP, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Opened up straight on the screen. The lady, lovely lady sitting next to me has literally glanced. I could feel her glancing at my phone, seeing what she saw, and then just being disgusted.
Why is she having a sneaky peek? Don't be having a sneaky peek at other people's phones.
I was the one that opened it up right in the middle, sitting between this lady and this other guy. I was mortified. And you know what? I've never received one of those on that page, so I thought it was safe to open. At any time, it could have been any other time, I could have been sitting in my room, opened up that message, fine, delete, not a big deal. Oh no, I was sitting in the middle seat right next to this lovely older lady.
Who sends DPs these days? I mean, what do they think they're going to get out of it? Do you think you're going to fire back and go, oh, that looks nice, let's meet up?
That's really enticed me to message you back. You seem like a lovely young guy. Man. Delightful, actually.
And so you did the whole flight with the lady sitting next to you.
You know what was good, though?
What?
What was great is, like, you know, I had the chat with her and we kind of drummed up the conversation, but I did think at one point, I was like, oh, I'm going to have to talk to this lady for the whole flight. She didn't want to bar me for the rest of the flight.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
In a world of elite actors and actresses, there are tryhards. Famous scenes. Two horrible actors. Well, technically, they're not even actors. This is Brian Gondi's amateur acting.
All right. This scene asked a lot from me this morning, and I'm up for the challenge.
Yeah, you've got some lines in this one. If I was walking into an audition with that many lines, I'd be freaking out.
Oh, well, don't put the pressure on me.
Well, you can. It's the beauty of radio. You can True. Read straight from the script. Me, I've already learnt these lines, so
Have
I won't
you?
Be looking at the script this morning.
As if.
I'll be just acting from the heart.
This is the first time you've seen it. All right.
I'll be guessing the movie with you on 13, 12, 16.
13, 12, 16 when you know the movie.
Yep.
You need to call through.
Tickets to our State of Origin Game 2 party at Hoyts Cinemas in Erina.
Producer H, Director H, give it to us.
Action!
What the hell are you doing?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. The other day when I was ordering room service, the guy on the phone called me Mrs. Holman and I didn't correct him because for a minute I liked the way it sounded. And I was just wondering if the Denny's waitress felt the same way.
Come on.
It's fine. I know what I am and I'm fine with it.
What? Who are you?
I'm a maid you slept with on vacation. I'm the great story you tell when someone asks how you learn how to surf.
You don't trust anybody, do you?
Should I trust you?
To do what? I mean, what do you want?
What do I want? What do I want? I want Penny to quit smoking and get into college. I want to pay my phone bill, electricity and rent all in the same month. I want a girl to be on the cover of Surf magazine, and I wish my mum would come home. And I really, really want to win Pipe Masters tomorrow. That's what I want.
Then do it.
Okay, Matt, you don't understand, do you? Pipe is the heaviest wave in the world. People don't just compete there. People die there.
And
scene.
Blah, blah, blah. You want a lot? God.
Come on.
For a second there, I thought it was the movie I watched last night with Jennifer Lopez, Made in Manhattan.
Okay. Well, you don't know what movie it is.
I'm guessing that's not it, though. But let's go to Kelly this morning.
Morning, Kel.
Hello, Kel.
Hello.
Hello.
What movie do you think it is?
You there?
Yeah, we're here.
Sorry.
Go for it, Kelly.
Made in Manhattan.
Made in Manhattan.
That's my guess, too. That's what I thought it was, too.
I've seen that movie, and I don't think J-Lo's jumping on the surfboard.
That's what that did give it away for me, too.
It's not Made in Manhattan.
Melissa's in Gorick. Morning, Mel.
Morning, Mel.
Morning.
Hello.
Can you pick the film?
It's definitely Blue Crush.
You nailed it, Mel. Yeah, girl.
Blue Crush. Who's the actress in that? The blonde Bilson, isn't it?
Yeah.
Am I wrong in that?
What's her name, Rach? Producer Rach?
Kate.
Something.
What is it?
Bosworth or something?
Bosworth.
Kate Bosworth.
That's the one.
Yes, that's
She's
her.
Great.
She had that. That was a massive film for her, and then she didn't go on to do all that much.
No, not much from there. we're going to see you at Origin Game 2, Hoyt Cinemas in Erina. We'd love to have you there.
Nice work, Mel.
Thank you.
It's going to be a great one. You can experience more Hoyts Erina with State of Origin Game 2. Tickets from $5. We've got them all for you.
Get up with Brian Gaunzi.
CFM. Display Power Group. Power up your business branding. And see how 2016 Bank of the Year, Greater Bank, helps customers realise their dreams at greater.com.au/here's how. CFM's Best of the Coast.
Best of the Coast. It's been going off. The votes in the thousands. And we've done Best Burger on the Coast, Bree.
Yes.
I would say Best Pizza is right up there.
I'm going to say.
In that category.
It's more of a favourite of mine.
Than burger.
I'd take pizza over burger.
Pizza over burger.
I'm Italiano.
Sure.
I've got to go the pizza.
What's pizza in Italian?
Pizza.
Not with that Aussie accent, it's not.
Pizza.
Pizza. Give me the pizza.
Give me the pizza.
All right, so give us the top five.
All
and
right.
Then we'll announce the best pizza on the coast as voted by CFM listeners.
Top five pizzas on the coast as voted by you guys. We've got the Pizza Pit in Budgiewoy.
Oh, the Pit.
The Pit. I like that name, actually.
Yeah.
Mona's Pizza in Lake Memora. They're on the top five. Bambino Wine and Pizza in Erina Heights, which Em in the newsroom mentioned before.
The lamb shoulder was her favourite.
They're actually in the same set of shops as Best Coffee.
Yes.
Yeah, Glee Coffee Roasters are in the same set of shops.
Which we announced last week.
Hungry Wolves in Terrigal.
Yes.
Popular place on the
That's
coast.
Good.
And to round out the top five, it's Leaning Towers in Long Jetty.
Leaning Towers of Pizza?
Leaning Towers
there you
of
go.
Pizza. That is the top five best pizzas on the coast.
Well, congrats to those for making the top five, but it's time to announce the winner. Best pizza on the coast.
Best pizza.
All right. This is big.
When the moon hits the sky like a big pizza pie at Samore.
You sound so Italian.
Who's the winner?
The top.
Yes.
The best.
Please.
The title
oh.
of best pizza on the coast is...
We've dragged it out.
Mona's Pizza in Lake Memora.
Mona's Pizza, Lake Memora.
With a hefty lead in the end.
Really?
Yeah, they've done very well.
You'll be moaning for more pizza at Mona's Pizza.
Give me some of pizza.
Lake Memora. Congratulations to those guys. They're in the running to win the $2,500 account.
Yeah, that's massive too.
With Greater Bank 2016 Bank of the Year, greater.com.au/here's how if you want to find out more about those guys. Best pizza on the coast awarded.
I can't wait for the last two categories.
Yeah, so it's best beach.
Which there's so many. How are you going to pick?
I'm going to throw my vote in for your minor beach. It's my local.
Of course
you are. It's my local.
I'm going to say... Oh, I reckon Pearl Beach will be in there.
Pearl, yeah, that's right around the
Terrigal
corner.
Terrigal Beach has to be in it. Yep. Avoca Beach has to be.
Patonga.
Patonga's great.
That's a nice spot too.
Shelley Beach I love
Shelley
too.
Beach.
I love Shelley Beach. And I love that nude beach.
Where's that again?
Near Shelley Beach. Probably my favourite.
I can picture what you're doing later today. You're going to get a pizza from Mona's and go down to the nude beach and just...
That's every afternoon.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
13, 12, 16, are the phones working? The phone's on
Maybe
today?
Maybe no one cares.
Maybe that is the case.
Maybe. I care.
Do you care?
Yeah, I'd like to see it.
I'm not a big fight guy, but I mean, I'm drawn to the big fights. Like when Ronda Rousey
was in Melbourne,
Holly Holm. And
I jumped on that bandwagon.
You flew
didn't I?
All the way there, and it lasted 4 seconds. Remember that?
Yes, yes, I do remember that, Gaunti. Thanks for bringing it up.
How much money did you spend on that weekend?
Oh well, to be honest, the weekend in a whole was a good one.
Was it
so
one? Yeah,
no
right.
regrets
yeah,
on that.
Okay.
But the fight went for a couple of rounds. I don't regret it though. I was there to see it,
yeah.
And it was part of history. So.
And look, and this is one that if this fight gets together, I mean, I'm not going to fly to Vegas, but I'll definitely get down to the pub and watch it. Floyd Mayweather, he's retired, 49-0. One of the greatest boxers of our time.
Bit of a toss.
Yeah, I'd say that, yeah. I'd jump on that bandwagon with you. What about Conor McGregor? Where do you sit with him? UFC,
like
current hot property.
I get it because,
yeah.
Like, I get how the whole industry works. And, like, Conor McGregor obviously really understands that in order to make the big dollars, you need to hype it up. You need to act like that so he makes more money. So he gets, you know, he gets
it. The hype. Well, at the moment he's saying he's not going to fight anyone other than Mayweather if he comes out of retirement. But, look, this has been going back and forth for ages and people don't know if it's going to happen or not. There's a lot of talk about it. But... Floyd Mayweather's promotions team, Mayweather Promotions, they've put in a date as August 26th at the MGM Grand.
Okay.
Which has got people thinking that's the day that the fight's going to happen, August 26th. But that, it's been retracted. It's since been retracted in the last couple of hours now that there's people talking about it. So, you know.
Look, I don't get it because Floyd Mayweather, one of the best boxers of this decade, you can't deny it. He's, what is it, 49-0?
Yeah, not many knockouts, though. He wins a lot on points.
Oh, does he?
But when he fought Pacquiao, I thought Pacquiao won that fight, but okay. I don't know.
He's still a great boxer, and yeah. I mean, Conor McGregor, there's no doubt he's a great fighter in the UFC in a totally different, like, it's just totally different. Like, Conor McGregor is mostly known, I mean, he's an all right boxer, but he's mostly known for his, like, other stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't match up properly. I just can't see how it would happen. It's like when Holly Holm fought Ronda Rousey, right? Holly was a kickboxer, so she was a great stand-up fighter, whereas Ronda Rousey is a judo fighter, which is all on the ground kind of grappling stuff. So when they fought, it just didn't match up.
This is all very technical stuff for people that don't particularly care for it.
Did I sound like I knew something?
You had the inside knowledge. No. You could have been a special commentator.
I read Ronda Rousey's book. Yeah, when I was on the bandwagon.
When I was on the bandwagon, you were too.
I still love Ronda Rousey, can I say.
Are you off her though?
Oh, I love.
She's kind of moved on now, hasn't she?
No, I still think she did amazing things for that sport in terms of, you know, what she did for the female kind of component.
Look, if this thing gets locked in, I'm definitely going to watch it.
Oh, I mean, 100%.
It'd be like if LeBron James, to put it into basketball terms, LeBron James and Michael Jordan went to Vegas and just had a one-on-one.
Can we make that happen? Now, I would love to see. I mean, Michael Jordan's a bit older, so.
Yeah, well, that's the thing with Floyd Mayweather, isn't it? That's the thing.
You mark my words, if it happens, Floyd Mayweather will wipe the floor with Conor McGregor.
Ooh.
He will. Like,
shots fired, Bree.
I'd rather Conor McGregor take it out, but I just predict that because he's a stand-up fighter.
If Floyd Mayweather walked in here and sat there and did an interview on our show, would you say it to his face?
That I'd rather Conor win.
That you think Conor McGregor would wipe the floor with him?
No, I'm saying Floyd will wipe the floor with Conor.
Okay, we'll reverse that. If Conor McGregor walked in,
I wouldn't say it to either of them.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
If you want a chance to go to the snow, Bree.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned away down low.
I know this bit.
Let it snow, let it snow.
Feels like Christmas up in
here. Doesn't it?
With this song playing.
Some people have never seen the snow.
Well, I didn't see snow until producer Rach. And
never
how old are you? 22?
Okay.
I didn't see snow until I was 29.
Wow.
Yeah, hadn't seen snow. So.
I was 24.
24, okay.
When I first saw snow.
Well, it is Australia, so, you know.
Not the coldest country.
But there is places you can go for the snow, and we've got a great opportunity for you. We're doing Bree and Gaunzy's Sob for the Snow.
Now, everyone here in this office, they've put all stops on this comp. I've pushed for it. I've absolutely went into bat for this. I've tried. You've backed me on it.
Yeah, we were going to do Cry Tears for a TV. That didn't happen. Yeah. So we've tried many along the way.
I really have been wanting to do this comp, and I'm so excited. It finally got over the line. Boss Yammo hates it. Absolutely hates it.
But we've actually done it. We've got a video up of us crying to see who wins a competition. Who can cry the most between you and I.
So. Essentially, there's going to be four people. There's going to be a bunch of onions. And the person who cries the most tears, who sobs the most, will be going to the snow.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Yes! Man,
it doesn't. Look, it's all thanks to Port Stephens Coaches. And it's all you need for your snow weekend getaway. You can visit portstephenscoaches.com.au.
Port Stephens Coaches. They know what's up. They know a good radio comp when they hear one. They said, we love it. Sob for the snow. We're on board.
You just have to register. That's it, okay? So register online, cfm.com.au/win. Look for the Sob for the Snow contest there, and we'll get back in touch with you. Then we're going to get the people in, and we're going to do a cry-off.
Oh, my God.
Sob-off.
A sob-off. Literally, people are going to cry tears. They're going to sob for the snow.
Yep.
And it's a two-day package for you and a friend, and then two other friends.
Yeah, you and three friends.
It's you and three mates.
Yeah.
That's a good time.
Or a family. It
can be a family. Of course it can. Yeah. Whoever you want to take.
All right, weekend getaway on us. You've just got to sob for these.
Please sign up because...
Don't beg.
No, I'm just saying, like, I just want people who are legit...
Want to prove you have no wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
You got it
right. Exactly right.
All right, register for that now, cfm.com.au.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Received some devastating news last night. Not just for me, but this affects everyone on the coast.
What food joint is shutting down? What is it?
Last week, I said to some of the people in the office here, I am craving one of my favourite food franchises, Nando's.
Nando's, yep.
I love Nando's. Uh-huh. I've loved it for a long, long time. The Nando's, my local Nando's, I used to see the lady who owned the Nando's more than I saw my mum.
That's right.
That's how much I love the place.
Yep.
There's one Nando's on the coast. One.
Tuggera?
And that's a Tuggera.
Okay.
And, I mean, that's a bit of a ways out for me. But I'll drive there. I don't mind.
You'll travel.
I'll do the 30 minutes to get to Nando's in Tuggera.
Where is in the shopping centre? Where do we find Nando's there?
In the outdoor food court area.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a great Nando's. Every time I'm there, put up quality food. I craved it for a week. I made the trek last night, went out there, walked around the corner. Nando's is gone.
Oh, it's already gone.
It's closed up shop.
So we officially have no Nando's on the Central Coast.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm devastated about it. I didn't get any warning. No warning. Like, we're closing down. Come and have your last meal.
Are you sure they're not moving? Did you look that
up? Well, I don't know.
Maybe they're moving to a closer location to where you live. Maybe Nando's Terrigal. Could you imagine that?
Nando's Erina. I'm happy.
You take that?
I'll take anything at this point. I Googled it, tried to call the place, tried to call Nando's. I've gotten no response.
What's the closest Nando's to you now then? Hornsby? Will you travel to Hornsby?
Charlestown in Newcastle?
Would you go there?
Oh, that is a long way for some hot sauce and Nando's.
You know you can buy the sauce now too, right?
But it's the supermarket. Not the same.
But you can have as much of it as you like
at
home.
But the peri-peri chips.
Oh, I get you. Yeah, I feel
you. And just how they char-grill it.
Yeah.
Does anyone know what's going on 13, 12, 16? Can anyone shed some light on the Nando situation on the coast?
Mm.
Do you know what's going on?
Don't interrogate me. I've had nothing to do with that.
I honestly
barely knew it was there.
Honestly, is anyone else as devastated as I am? Because I was already kind of not happy that it was the only one on the coast, but I could deal with it.
Well, I wanted to do something for the blokes of the Central Coast for a while, and this really puts a downer on those plans. But I wanted to do Mandos once a month where me and a bunch of blokes get together and just talk, you know, bloke stuff, which is great for mental health and everything. But Mandos, men
That's
eating...
Gone. It's gone.
So no men eating Nando's?
No,
Nando's?
There's no Nando's for no one. I honestly really care. Like, I really, really got upset last night.
Why don't you open your own shop? I'm sure you can franchise it.
Can I run it from my kitchen?
Oh, well.
I'd do that. You can buy the sauce now.
Yeah.
That's what I'm resorting to.
Yeah.
What a load of bull. Getting rid of Nando's on the coast. Who do they think we are? Do they think we don't deserve Nando's on the coast? Is that what Nando's think?
I'm surprised there's only one for, you know, the coast to be as big as it is and there's only one?
Yeah,
one?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, does it?
And it obviously wasn't liked enough and that's why it's closed down.
Obviously no one knows what's going on with the Nando's. I'm going to call.
Or I might just
don't say it. Don't you dare
I might
say
take
it.
A guess here and just say.
Don't you dare.
I might say no calls means... No one cares
no,
as much as you.
No.
No one cares.
No one knows what's going on.
No, no one cares.
They're all in a fit of rage. They can't call. I'm going to call head office.
They're all eating Red Rooster.
Don't you do that.
Well, that's all right.
No, I love Red Rooster. It's a great establishment. But Nando's is just different. I'm going to call head office today.
Okay.
I'm going to get to the bottom of it so everyone on the coast can have some peace of mind.
Well,
about where Nando's is.
While we put the show together for tomorrow, we'll let you go off and call your Nando's and do all the important...
That's how it always is.
...things of the day.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.